Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Jeff and Jen Show.
How many marriages is too many marriages? What's your answer to that? I just met this woman the other day at the nail salon. And, you know, we're sitting in the big comfy chairs and, you know, getting our nails did. And you just chit-chat with your neighbor. And she was asking if I had kids. I said yes. And she was explaining that she did not have grandkids yet because her daughter has not yet gotten married. And then she says to me, you know, it's probably my fault. I've been married 6 times.
Oh, God.
So she was explaining that her daughter doesn't want to get married ever because she had been married 6 times.
Her daughter doesn't want to get married because this woman sucked up all the eligible men in their circle of friends.
You know, that's an average of, like, if you start at 20 years old, that's a marriage about every 6.5 years, if she was the age I'm guesstimating that she was.
What are you guessing?
I was guessing that she's maybe, like, later 50s, like 50s or like, 60 at tops. And so I was thinking, okay, if you start at 20, that's, like, 40 years of potential time to get married. Then you got... And she was married 6 times.
And not every one of those divorces was like, you know, some people get divorced and it's like 30 days in and out. Other people get divorced and it's 18 months.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or 2 years. Or I just read something in the paper about somebody who's been, their divorce is finally going to be settled after 5 years of contentious negotiation.
What? I mean, come on.
So if you factor all that in there, the ink is probably not even dry at her lawyer's office before she's banging on the church door, like, do it again. Well, at this point, she's probably just looking for a retired judge. Like, ain't no church letting her in after 6.
I mean, that's somebody that they don't care about getting married. They just don't want to be alone, right?
It's just stopped me in my tracks. I was like, 6 times, and then I froze.
Isn't that what cats are for? You know what I mean? Somebody should just take that woman down to that Angels Among Us pet rescue or something. Be like, hey, let me introduce you to a little. This is Charlie. He's a calico. He's an outdoor cat, indoor-outdoor cat. Gets along with other cats.
So,
Did you ask her if she has, like, all the engagement rings in a little box or if she's had to give them all back or, like, how that works?
No, I did not ask her anything, and that's why I'm so frustrated because I'm such an idiot. I mean, we interview people for a living. This is what we do, and I got frozen in my tracks. But I'm glad you bring that up, Jeff, because I have been thinking about the thousands of questions I should have asked her sitting in that nail salon chair. That would have been fascinating to find out. Like, okay, do you keep the engagement rings?
Yes, absolutely.
Like, every single time. Like, do you have 6 different engagement rings? I've got a list. You ready? Okay.
Yeah, what else? How else did you blow it, Jen?
Here's what I should have asked this woman who's been married 6 times. Do you wear a new dress every single time?
Did you have a wedding every single time?
Right. What about last name? How many times did this woman change her name?
Oh, they're all hyphenated.
But
they're all hyphenated. It's like a river in Russia. It's like just a stack of different names.
And then I start going down the emotional road of it. And I'm like, now which one of those did she really think was the one? Like, were all 6 in your mind really this is the one?
Oh, you know that friend that you have too that dates a guy and every time,
single one is the one.
It's like,
right. Well,
she got too many ones.
She made all of them.
Jen, do you know that? Do we have anybody in our world who does that?
Did I say that right now? Are you calling me out?
Are you calling out Kelly Chase holding her feet to the fire?
Come on now.
I think you are. How about this question? Does she keep the album of photos from each and every one? Like, is there a shoebox under her bed for every marriage? It's like, oh, that was number 1, number 2. Oh, here's the shoebox for number 3. That one's getting a little dusty. Right? Like, do you keep all of those? How about this? How much money in total did she spend on divorces?
Oh, whoa.
Does she use the same divorce attorney every time?
That's my next question. Is she like best buddies with her divorce attorneys?
Like, she just calls
them up. Is that person like her favorite person?
Hey, Mr. Jackson, hi.
Listen, okay, we've done six, so, and I've kept the punch card. So this one's free, right? If I get a half dozen, the next one's free?
It should be. And then here's the other thing I thought. Do any of the six husbands know each other? Like, was one...
They have to!
Was one another one's brother? Was one another one's best friend? Like, how many of them all know each other?
Jen, you get on Facebook, and you got the cousin of the person you went on one date with in high school... Like, their marriage announcement. Like, so, with that sort of networking in the world,
right.
All those guys know each other.
Or did they all think they were the first one? Did they all think they were the only husband?
Zero
chance. She didn't tell them.
Like, even if you're number five, she's not telling you that there were four before you. God, I'm an idiot. I can't believe I didn't ask her more questions. And we sat there for a while getting our nails done.
Well, next time you go in, keep those questions like in the notepad on your phone.
Yeah.
And if you run into her again, because at that many marriages, she's got to be getting manicures pretty regularly. Like, who knows when an engagement might pop up.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook. Search Star 94.1 Atlanta.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.